This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's not just more homeowners that are putting up solar energy panels. So are some Wisconsin power companies. A project planned by Lion Energy near Beloit would be the largest utility-operated solar project in the state, with about 7,600 panels on top of a coal ash landfill that's closed. Chuck Kornbach went for a look.
Can't believe how much grass you've gotten, Kim. It's remarkable.
Jeffrey Underwood of the South Korea-based Hanwha Corporation is hiking on top of a gently sloping hillside that's covered with grass and weeds. This south-facing site, owned by Alliant Energy in the town of Beloit, may, by next year, hold 20 acres of sun-tracking solar panels. Hanwha is developing the solar installation for Alliant and will sell the utility about 2 megawatts of power for the next decade at least. Underwood says putting solar above a closed coal ash landfill makes perfect sense.
Solar projects in general are an excellent reuse for landfills, Superfund sites, brownfield sites, in that, one, the length of the projects and the long life of these projects in the 20 to 40 year range give the land additional time to settle and cure, but it also just makes it reuse.
Underwood says on firmer terrain, his company would drive piles into the ground to support the foundations for the solar arrays. But he says on this landfill that holds ash from a shut-down coal-fired plant Alliant operated nearby, Hanwha will build or cast concrete footings that will only go into the ground a little ways. He says the panels will still be able to withstand high winds and the weight of snow and ice. Alliant project manager Kim Halverson says building on the coal ash landfill should also help the economics.
We're not taking away habitat, and also we own the site already, so that further reduces the costs. And this project is really about how far can we go with solar for the lowest cost per kilowatt hour.
The hillside is just above the Rock River with a stormwater retention pond between the river and the landfill. Rock County has already extended shoreland zoning for the company. Dennis Mack of the Wisconsin DNR says it appears the solar panels won't make the landfill unstable and that any problems could be easily fixed.
Because it's at the top of the landfill, as opposed to a landfill liner or a leachate collection system that's placed at the bottom of the landfill.
Alliant isn't just developing the 7,600-panel solar farm because it wants to explore the solar market. Under an agreement with the EPA aimed at reducing air pollution, Alliant expanded its efforts with alternative fuels, though the company says the 2-megawatt solar farm exceeds the deal with the Obama administration. These solar panels appear non-controversial, but elsewhere on Alliant's Town of Beloit property, there is a bit of a dispute. This is Alliant's natural gas-fired facility that the company wants to expand. And if the state PSC okays that expansion, Alliant wants to build a second solar farm to help power the natural gas units. Michael Vickerman of the group Renew Wisconsin says making more solar dependent on use of more fossil fuels is not the way other utilities are going.
Our view is that solar can stand alone all by itself. It does not need to be put inside a large central station generating facility. Darylin Power has issued a solicitation looking for 25 megawatts of standalone solar.
Vickerman says Alliant's natural gas expansion in the town of Beloit may not be approved. While that plays out, the company hopes to get started on the solar farm on the coal ash landfill later this year. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.